Good morning. Would you please tell me your background as an air traffic controller?
Good morning. I work as an air traffic controller since 1993. 5 years I worked in a province. And nowadays I work in a radar room. I have three ratings in air drone approach and area control, conventional.
Thank you. Would you please tell me or explain me your main functions in the area control center, let's say as an area controller?
The main function or principal function is to separate all the aircraft in my space. Then give all the informations to the provinces or the next control, in this case other country, and try to separate all the aircraft. In my case, could be the north control or south control, maybe northeast control.
Okay, we have recently adopted a reduction in the vertical separation minimum. Will you please give me your opinion or your comments about this new scenario?
RBSM reduced the vertical separation. We have the bits managed in my space because we can control more aircraft.
Thank you, but don't you think that maybe this reduction could be dangerous for air traffic control service?
Excuse me, would you please repeat me the questions?
Yes, of course. I mean, since we had before 2,000 feet of vertical separation, now that we have reduced this vertical separation to 1,000 feet, don't you think that it could be dangerous for air traffic services?
The modern aircraft have a special equipment for RBSM. The new technology provide this aircraft to separate only 1,000 feet. There isn't a problem about that.
Okay, talking now about the training of an air traffic controller, what can you tell me about this topic? How is the training in the life of an air traffic controller?
I studied for about 2 years. 1 year only general course, and the last year it was the air drone and approach control, but the simulator was not good, but the trainers very good.
Okay, and what about your recurrent training or your refresher courses, the courses that you have to take, I think each year or maybe each 2 years to get your license?
Per year, I have 2 or 3 remaining refresh course.
Good. Could you mention any experience you had in your work related with an ATC incident?
I have an experience when I was working in the control tower. I remembered I was working the ground control, and I have an executive flight, private or particular. I coordinate with approach control the clearance. When I got it, I called this flight or that flight and gave the clearance. But I didn't pay attention the pilot's read back, and I had a problem when the aircraft took off, and I looked him in the radar display. He made another instrumental departure. And approach control has had another aircraft descending to the airport in opposite heading with executive flight. Fortunately, approach gave another course to this commercial flight, and they can't or they could separate both traffic.
Okay, talking about that experience, what do you think that could be the causes, no, the reasons why sometimes either the pilot or either the controller, they forget or they don't pay attention to the read back? That is something very important, no, in the process of an ATC clearance. What do you think that are the reasons that this situation sometimes is presented in these air traffic services exchange of communications?
Well, I think it's very important to pay attention the pilot's read back. Also, it's very it's essential to know to have English language. Well, when the pilots repeat the clearance or some day or some data, the controllers must pay attention to this because could cause an incident or accidents, no?
Thank you. Okay, let's continue. You received previously a reading, no? A specific reading about an aviation context. Would you please give me your summary or the main point that you read in this article?
Okay, in this on this article mentioned three emergency situation, but the principal topic or focus is the English language proficiency. I call are is preparing a new method to train pilots and controller. This article mentions what is the manner
Okay, so what's your opinion about the use of the English language in the air traffic control, pilot air traffic controller communications?
It's very important. English language is very important.
Okay, and talking about this article, do you think that it is only necessary for an air traffic controller to have a good command of the English phraseology, only the phraseology, or do you think that maybe it will be necessary to have a good proficiency or a good command of the general English language?
I think both are very important. Why? Because maybe I know the aeronautical phraseology, but when occurs an emergency situations, pilots leave the aeronautical phraseology and start the problems.
Thank you. Now I will show you some pictures. Please describe what you see in these pictures.
Okay, I see a lot of aircraft on the apron. Maybe controllers did a bad control. I see congestions on the ground in the earth.
Yes, there is they don't look very happy there in the picture, especially the pilots. And it seems that they are complaining to the control tower. Maybe it happens when we have some problems in radio communication. Would you tell me, for example, what is the procedure or what the procedures do you follow when you have a case of a radio communication failure?
Pilots knows do when the radio communication failed, and the controllers too. But we have another frequency that I can use. For example, emergency frequency, 121.5. Is a possibility.
Okay, I will show you another picture. Please, I will ask you the same, no? To describe the picture and to tell me what is happening there, or what do you think that is happening, or what is it about, maybe, no? The main topic of the picture.
In this picture, I see The weather conditions, weren't the best. The pilot, maybe. Maybe try to calculate the plafond of the clouds.
Yes, the picture is about the meteorological conditions. So, what is your opinion about the importance of the weather, the meteorological conditions for a flight, or in general, no, for air traffic control or air traffic services flow of traffic, in talking about in general in the aviation in all the world?
It's very important when the aircraft is making approach next to land, because the visibility reduced.
Yes, you are right. Meteorological situation is very important for all pilots and for all traffic. You are going to listen to a tape with a story about a flight in the tape, and after the listening, I will ask you for your summary, no, and maybe some comments about this story. Well, after listening to the story, will you please tell me what is it about?
It was a quiet flight, night flight, and suddenly, some passengers felt bad. I don't know, maybe the food caused. Fortunately, there was a doctor on board, and he at attend these passengers. After the flight crew felt bad too, and nobody to drive the aircraft, and the flight attendants announced if anybody knows about how to drive this plane. And there was a person who know or who knew to drive this plane, and he could drive this plane well until to land. Also, the controller and guide that aircraft.
Okay, well, this is the end of the interview. Thank you very much.